Well, single moms, I'm talking to you. Have you ever thought about going back to school to begin your degree or finish your degree? Single moms sometimes struggle getting money for school, and usually the most common way of paying for education is through a school loan. But without good credit or a stable, high-paying job, you're going to have some difficulty. And if you're lucky enough to get a co-signer, you're going to have to find yourself struggling to pay these loans back for 15 to 20 years. If you feel like school loans are not for you, then you should take advantage of our next guest. It is Susan Anderson, and she is with Answer Scholarship. I want to welcome you. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Well, you know, everybody has thought about going back to school more than any time before in history because we want to retool ourselves for the new workforce.
Absolutely.
And I've always said the medical field will always be in demand, and it always is. But you're going to demystify all these, bust these myths up. You know, you can go to school for free, and the guy with the big bow tie, and he's like, just buy my book, and I'll tell you how to do everything. What is the biggest myth about scholarships that you can share with our audience? Then we'll target in on single moms.
One of the most difficult things for moms going back to college is there are no scholarships or very few scholarships available out there. There are plenty of scholarships available for the traditional high school student graduating and starting college, but after you've been out for a while and as a mom and you want to return to school, your choices are very limited. As you mentioned, loans. And then there are a couple of scholarships maybe here and there out there, and ANSWER is probably one of the few scholarships offered in the United States that targets moms going back to school. They must have school-aged children. Mm. So that's what sets us apart from some of the other programs out there.
Okay, so just for moms, then you have to have a child that's in school.
And the reason why is when you educate a mom, you will be changing the destiny of her child. Mm-hmm. That child is a school-age child. They're watching mom. They're watching everything she does. And when they're watching a mom go back to school, there will be no excuse why that child will not go to college.
Mm. If you're just now tuning in, Susan Anderson is with Answer Scholarship. She's going to be with us most of the morning talking about how to get back in school. And I'm really surprised there's not a lot of government help when it comes to moms going back to school.
You would think that, but there is very little. And as you mentioned, there are the loans, but loans are only a small piece of the puzzle. If you've ever looked into getting a loan, they only give you up to a certain amount, and oftentimes your college tuition far exceeds the amount of the loans that are available.
Okay. Now, you started Answer Scholarship in what year?
I started Answer in 2005, and we actually handed out our first scholarships in the fall of 2006.
Which is pretty fast turnover, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why'd you start it? Were you a single mom?
Well, for a brief period of time, I was. But the main thing that happened to me was when I was in high school, my parents divorced, and when it came time for me to go to college, I ended up having to put myself through school. And I was very fortunate there was a local organization here in town that gave me a 4-year partial scholarship. And every year when I received the renewal on that, I was so grateful. And in my heart, I said one day I wanted to be able to do something like this and pay this forward. And I never knew how that was going to be, but I always knew in my heart I wanted to help out and do something. Mm-hmm. Then in 2005, I went through a divorce. And during this sad time in my life, I wanted to do something positive. And then that's where this dream came and the desire starting the Answer Scholarship program was born.
Nice. It's always good to use a divorce or something good, right? Yeah.
Well, it was definitely taking a time of sorrow and turning it into something positive.
Yes. And you're all about the woman. Woo!
Yeah. Well, I found myself a single mom for a short period of time, and it dawned on me, hey, you know, there's a lot of moms struggling out there with children, and if you don't have an education, your chances of ever getting out of poverty are sort of slim to none. And especially if you have children, your choices are limited. But the education is so important. And these women that received the scholarship, many of them started college early on, and for some reason they didn't finish. Several of them, you know, had gotten pregnant. You know, life happens. Yeah. And when you're young, you don't think you need an education. And then your kids come along, and you find out you can't make it with the job that you have.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
It's very, very difficult. So the desire is born to, you know, better themselves and go back to school. And then it's like, well, how am I going to do this?
What are the steps? Single moms listening right now. This morning we were talking to the executive director of Answer Scholarship, Susan Anderson, who started this in 2005, this nonprofit organization. It is a nonprofit, right?
Oh, yes. It's a 501c3. It's housed down at the Foundation for the Carolinas, which is fabulous because they provide our financial oversight. And they also provide the selection committee to select the candidates. So all I do is manage this, and they manage the money, and they choose the scholarship recipients, which is a really wonderful thing.
Okay, so that kind of answered sort of my question. You have a process where people have to look at the applications that we put in. So
Correct. Give
us the first step. We go to the website, download something.
Okay, the first step is to decide where you want to go to school. The Answer Scholarship supports women attending 4-year accredited universities in the Mecklenburg and surrounding counties. So that can be even South Carolina, you know, Winthrop, and we Belmont Abbey, Queens University, UNCC, Johnson C. Smith, any of the accredited 4-year universities in this area. And we also support women going back to school that are seeking a 2-year RN nursing degree. So that is the only 2-year degree that we work with. But that's the first step, is to decide where you're going to go to school and get enrolled. Then you go to our website at answer.org, and then there's a application that you can download and have that filled out. All applications are due by March the 1st.
Got it. So we need to plan for next year.
Absolutely, and that gives you plenty of time to decide what you want to do and go ahead and get involved with the, you know, contact the universities. And the universities in the area have some great programs for adults going back to school, the continuing education. And it's a little bit different program than the non-traditional, or for the traditional student just getting out of high school. They actually work with adults, and most of the programs are in the evening. And from what we've seen, a lot of the classes now are online. So this is very helpful if you're a mom working and have children at home. Some of the students end up going to school maybe 1 or 2 nights a week, but there are many of the universities in the area that do work with adult education.
So I do have to ask you this. You did say local, so University of Phoenix and Strayer.
The University of Phoenix has a campus here in Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as they have a campus, we're good.
Right.
Okay, because we love those online classes. You don't have to leave the house.
Well, that's right. And if you've got kids at home, what a better way to get your education.
Leave me alone. I'm doing my homework.
And that's what they say.
I love it. We're talking to Answer Scholarship this morning. It's the founder. It's Susan Anderson. And she's sharing all what she does in the community. Started this nonprofit in 2005, handed out the first scholarship in 2006. There's a process that we can do. We can go to answerscholarship.org and see what that's all about. Just feel around the website, but we got to figure out where we want to go to school first. We got more answers coming up. We got to take a short break. I'm Francine Marie, your host. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.